Hello, I'm Bill Neff, and this is Morning and Evening. Welcome to the broadcast today. When Jesus led the guards into the Garden of Gethsemane to arrest Jesus, Luke tells us in Luke 22:48 that Jesus said, "Judas, are you betraying me with a kiss?" And with that in mind, our historical mentor, Charles Spurgeon, writes, "The Proverbs tell us that the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Since this is so, let me be on my guard when the world puts on a loving face. In time, it will, if possible, betray me as it did my master with a kiss." Whenever a man is about to stab religion, he usually professes very great reverence for it. Let me beware of the angel-faced hypocrisy that bears the armor for heresy and infidelity to Christ. Knowing the power that sin has to deceive, let me detect and avoid the designs of the enemy. Holy Spirit, don't let me be betrayed by the kisses of this world. Is it possible that I am guilty of the same accursed sin as Judas? I have been baptized into the name of Jesus. I'm a member of His visible church. I sit at the communion table. All these are so many kisses of my lips. But am I sincere in them? And if not, I'm a vile traitor. Do I value the same things as the world? If so, then I'm causing His name to be ridiculed and cursed, and it would be better for me that I had never been born. I hope that I have an accurate understanding of my true condition. And if I'm sincere in Christ, then, O Lord, keep me this way. Preserve me from every false way. Never let me betray You, Jesus. I love You, and though I often grieve You, I want to be faithful until death. O God, forbid that I should profess Christ with my lips, and then fall at last into the lake of fire because I betrayed my Master with a kiss." Well, these sobering comments come from Charles Spurgeon, based on Luke 22:48. I encourage you to meditate on them again by securing a free copy of today's reading at our website. The address there is morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.